Hello and welcome. Destination travel providers have long since adopted reliable, actionable metrics to gauge the success or failure of their efforts to create thriving travel economies. And whether it is the relatively isolated nature of their economies, the seasonality of revenue streams, or the significant infrastructure requirements of snow sports, mountain travel partners, and suppliers are proactive with a wide range of data. But suppliers and their overall communities have both a need and opportunity to change how and what they measure to drive the evolution of the industry. This week, Tom Foley, one of the founders of the Insights Collective and a senior vice president with Intopia, talks a little about making sure we are measuring well, starting with a look at how we measure recovery and our trajectory.
Typically, suppliers and governments measure quantitative performance, such as taxes and visitation and resource use, in terms of year-over-year comparisons. Measuring during similar periods really helps ensure that conditions such as weather and economic cycles and holidays are similar in both data sets. That allows the person reading the data set to identify what is and isn't working on the operational or promotional side, the things they have control of. The resulting data provide a measure of annual growth or decline, and this becomes actionable. But when you encounter disruption in one of the data sets, let's say the unlikely case of a worldwide pandemic, for example, the interested parties really need to adjust to ensure that they're seeing performance in the right context, because one of those two data sets is no longer looking at like circumstances. Here's an example. If we measure lodging bookings at mountain resorts in the third week of March 2021 versus the third week of March 2020 using Intopia Commerce data, we find that bookings are up 1,580% this year compared to the same period last year because of the shuttered destinations at this time last year. That, in a nutshell, is a recovery metric, and this helps you understand how you're emerging from the downside of the bad situation last year. But it really has little long-term value. And so to get that long-term value data, we add another data set comparing the third week of March 2021 to not just the same week last year, but the same week 2 years ago. And the results are quite different. If we compare that week versus 2019, we see that bookings are up 58.5% compared to the same period in 2019. So now we have two data sets. We have both a recovery metric versus last year and some long-term trajectory metrics that help qualify our recovery findings and at the same time make sure that we're on track for our long-term goals. Now, for the record, the current 2021 gains are really dominated by pent-up demand in the marketplace as consumers start to travel. And of course, the dramatic gains over 2020 are largely attributable to last year's shutdown. Now, while this is a simplified example, the Insights Collective and I and Intopia do strongly recommend that a multi-year discipline be applied across all data points that are being measured, whether they're simple or complex, so that decisions through the recovery keep the long-term interest of the supplier or the destination on track.
An excellent setup by Tom Foley. But, as you are about to hear, how you measure is not the only thing that ought to be changing. Major disruptors have a way of creating challenges and opportunities, but rarely as aggressively as we saw in 2020. While many suppliers and towns are looking forward to a return to normal, others see this as an opportunity to drive change and address long-standing challenges like workforce housing, community relations, over-visitation, and their competitive advantage. Tom Foley has some thoughts on that as well. Tom?
Some of what was important in 2019, generating foot traffic in a particular part of town, for example, is still important, but it might be lower on the priority list in 2021 as markets, consumer demand, and local sentiment have changed. Shifting away from volume in favor of exclusivity, or visitor infrastructure in favor of local lifestyle, or even lodging tax in favor of workforce housing, and any number of a dozen other shifts, are all initiatives that destinations might identify that will require new ways to measure success. Carl Roboto, president of Strategic Marketing Group and a co-founder of the Insights Collective, suggests that resorts may pivot towards, quote, looking at resident satisfaction with tourism as it's currently delivered, making sure it's truly benefiting all segments of the community, end quote. That would be a new way of measuring. Ralph Garrison, founder of the Collective, has another approach, but perhaps to the same end, suggesting there's an opportunity for suppliers and destinations to be more selective in, quote, identifying the type of visitors that are most compatible with the destination. In the first instance, we're adding resident satisfaction to the things being measured to make sure we're on track with our local sentiment and needs. While the Garrison approach compels you to identify and measure traits of consumers before they arrive, then refine, repeat, and measure yet again, both are new ways of measuring in a new economy. Now, as an aside, and I don't want to diminish the marketing efforts of destination marketing organizations, while many are engaged in some version of that exercise, visitor traits have often been a complementary part of their call to action. And normally, the visitation is driven by price and access rather than very targeted premeditation of traits. In a more quantitative example, Bill Wyszewski, director of operations at the Breckenridge Tourism Office, says, quote, focusing on room nights instead of occupancy has become a higher priority for us as the number of available units has changed year over year, end quote. And this is an example of getting in front of changes to second homeowner and rent by owner markets by measuring things differently. So to wrap this up, the mountain travel industry has largely measured success as revenue gained through price increases, really since the Great Recession. But it's also something of a victim of that success. There are compelling reasons to measure recovery and trajectory in terms of a return to normal, but there are equally compelling reasons to embrace changing consumer, resident, and societal dynamics to measure success in new ways, something that mountain travel professionals have proven themselves very capable of over the past 12 months and over the long term, and will have to continue to prove themselves capable of as the industry advances beyond the recession and into whatever the new realities become.
That was Tom Foley talking about the changing travel economy and changing how and what we measure. For more writings by Tom or other members of the Insights Collective, join their webpage at www.theinsightscollective.com.